April Fool's Day, written by Bryce Courtney and read by Humphrey Bauer. Damon died in the third week after Pinatubo, a small unknown volcano in the Philippines, started to belch smoke and spew ash, pushing smoke higher and higher into the stratosphere, where the great updrafts and crosswinds that swirl above the earth swept it to a height of 22,000 feet and spread it like a blanket across the blue Pacific Ocean. An hour before dawn each day, the sunset on the light side of the earth reflected its glow against this great smoke screen and bounced it into the dark, sleeping side to create a false dawn. The first of these false dawns occurred in Sydney on April the 1st, 1991. The morning Damon died. An April Fool's dawn on April Fool's Day. We all thought Damon would die sometime over the Easter long weekend, though God knows he'd beaten the odds often enough before. The mighty Damon. Just when you thought he was a goner, he would make it round the final corner on wobbly legs and totter down the home straight to be back with us again. But each time it was harder, and each time he was weaker. A little bit of his old self left behind. His brothers, Brett and Adam, were there, with Celeste and Anne. Also Benita, his mother, with her anger at a son passing before his father, her love, and the private unreasonable guilt she'd carried for 24 years. We were Damon's family. Benita, Bryce, Brett, Adam, Celeste, and Anne. Celeste had been Damon's lover and had lived with him for the past 6 years. She had been his constant and devoted nurse. She dressed his bedsores, swabbed the thick yellow-crusted thrush from his lips and the inside of his mouth, and the pus from his conjunctive eyes. She washed him and cleaned up when he was incontinent and dressed his shingles. She had administered his morphine and the complex two-hourly cocktail of pills that kept his frail heart pumping and his mind more or less focused. It was Celeste, more than any of us, who had watched his body slowly deteriorate, his ribs growing sharply more pronounced under his taut, translucent skin, and his limbs becoming so thin and dry that it seemed as though they might snap when he was lifted into bed.